Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Primary Production Committee made the unusual move of meeting on a Tuesday. That was in order to hear from the supreme winners of the Balanced Farm Environment Awards, Waimea Farmers Grant and Bernie Weller. As part of the main prize for winning the award, the couple were given the chance to make a presentation to the committee, and Grant Weller explained how his family's farming methods helped win them the overall prize.
We farm in a way that ensures the natural biological systems we rely on can absorb the pressures of our farming system without affecting its long-term sustainability. It has been over 10 years now since we first started using seaweed and fish mixes with mineral nutrients on our property. We were having serious animal health problems at the time, and using these products as a tonic for stock at crucial times of the year reduced stock losses and improved overall performance.
Mr. Weller said the change in farming practice had produced a range of benefits.
Throughout this period, our awareness of not only our stock health but our own and our family's health led us to discover and implement more natural methods. To where it has evolved to today, where we limit the use of drenches, chemicals and synthetic fertilisers, instead concentrating on increasing soil humus formation and microbiological activity, which in turn releases nutrients to make them more plant available.
Along with a healthier farm and family, the farming methods had helped produce a better product.
We are in the top 2% of Alliance clients nationwide in lamb meat yield. We've won the Texel Meat Yield Competition 3 years running.
Mr. Weller ended his presentation to the committee with some words of inspiration.
Opportunities are everywhere, just not always coming from the direction you think they might. If you are moving forward with positivity and surrounded by people that inspire and challenge you, they're very hard to miss.
Farmer Grant Weller making a presentation to the Primary Production Committee as part of the prize for winning the Balanced Farm Environment Awards. On Wednesday, an inquiry into New Zealand's boarding houses was back on the agenda for the Social Services Committee, as it heard a second round of submissions following on from last week. First submission came from He Kāinga Oranga, a research group exploring the links between housing and health. They were represented by Kate Moore, who outlined the different rights granted to boarding house tenants compared to other rental tenants.
For a periodic tenancy in a house or apartment, people to be evicted without a stated reason, if you're in house or apartment, you have to be given 90 days notice. But if you're a boarding house tenant, you only have to be given 28 days. And in the case of rent arrears, if you're renting a house or apartment, you're required to be given 21 days notice. But if you're renting a room in a boarding house, you only have to be given 48 hours notice that you're going to be evicted.
Ms. Moore said this was unfair and cited the United Nations.
The disparity between the tenancy protections offered by the state to boarding house tenants compared to people in private tenancies is discriminatory. The United Nations Centre for Human Settlements is clear that security of tenure should be considered a human right and should be afforded equally to all people of all incomes in all housing sectors. So the current law provides the least protection to the most vulnerable people who are the most likely to need protection from unfair eviction.
Ms. Moore made a recommendation to the committee.
So we think that it's important that boarding house tenants be provided protection from eviction that's at least equal to the protection provided to people in periodic tenancies in private houses or apartments.
Kate Moore, representing the He Kāinga Oranga Research Group, in a submission to the Social Services Committee's inquiry into boarding houses in New Zealand. On Thursday, the Commerce Committee heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, there as part of a series of briefings she has given on the introduction of smart electricity meters in New Zealand. Dr. Wright was pleased that smart meters were being rolled out by companies such as Smartco, but more could be done.
What I'm advocating for is that New Zealand lifts its game, that we stop assuming that other countries are getting it wrong, which is what we're tacitly doing. I suggest that this committee take a close look at what the UK is doing, because their systems are somewhat similar to ours, and what they're doing, it makes a lot of sense.
Dr. Wright said the smart meter industry was lacking leadership.
I'm not completely pessimistic, of course, about what's going on now here, because the emergence of Smartco is very encouraging, but I think until there is some real leadership in this sector, the frustration will continue. What we need are really smart meters and a smart grid that will serve retail companies and lines companies and consumers and the environment, and that is the challenge.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, briefing the Commerce Committee on the introduction of smart meters in New Zealand. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.